You are listening to 104.9 FM, WJRH, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Welcome to this semester. My name is Eric. I am running a show by myself. If you are on Teal right now, you are seeing Block Party. That is because my show has not yet been set up. My show is called Song, Sports, and Stuff. It's a hybrid show. For 30 minutes, I'll be playing some music, and for 30 minutes, I will be going around basically every professional sports league and giving the news, scores, updates, stuff like that. This is the music section of my show, and we're going to start with Coaster by Khalid.
As time passes, I feel so low, searching for pieces, covering up the holes. I fight for your love, I fight for your soul. I throw all of my cares away for you. I'll be there to wait for you. Maybe you weren't the one for me, but deep down I wanted you to be. Still see you in my dreams. All the things that I did for you just wasn't it for you. So I'll be coasting, I'm roller coasting through my emotions. I will be coasting, roller coasting. I'm hoping that you come back to me. Moving on seems harder to do when the one that you love moves faster than you. I gave you my all, I showed the proof, realizing you weren't worthy. You don't deserve me. As time passes, I'm feeling high. You're not the one I'm thinking of tonight. I may not be over you, but I'll try inside. I'm feeling better now, finally feeling special now. I'm coasting, I'm roller coasting through my emotions. Oh, I will be, yeah. Coasting, I'm roller coasting. I noticed you weren't the one for me. So don't come back to me, no. No, don't come back to me, no. No, don't come back to me. No, don't come back to me, no. No, don't come back to me. You want the one for me, you want the one for me, you. Want the one for me, you want the one for me.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind.
foyer, take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
Classes while I was scheming for the masses. Who do you think you are? Dreaming about being a big star. They say you're basic, they say you're easy. You're always riding in the backseat. Now I'm smiling from the stage while you were clapping.
Secrets you tell me, I'll take to my grave. There's bones in my closet, but you hang stuff anyway. And if you have nightmares, we'll dance on the bed. I know that you love me, even when I lose my head. Guillotine. Guillotine. Even when I lose my head, guillotine. Guillotine. Even when I lose my head, kiss my lips. Feel the rhythm of your heart and hips. I will pray so the castle that we built won't cave. The secrets you tell me, I'll take to my grave. There's bones in my closet, but you hang stuff anyway. And if you have nightmares, we'll dance on the bed. I know that you love me, even when I lose my head. Guillotine. Guillotine. Even when I lose my head. Guillotine. Guillotine. Even when I lose my head.
You fill me up, you fill me up. You set my soul ablaze.
Take a beating like a good pair of headphones. I can take a hit like Karate Kid. You can learn a lot from a good pair of headphones. Like how to take a beating, I know I did. We'll be right back.
she won't open the door.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that high school sports generate suspense, excitement, and drama.
They also generate higher grade point averages, stronger work habits, and greater self-esteem.
Everybody knows that high school sports give us more value for our entertainment dollar.
They also give us leaders committed to strengthening communities right here in Pennsylvania. The true value of playing sports in school can't be measured in wins and losses or dollars and cents. Studies show that participation in sports, along with other extracurricular activities, is one of the best ways to teach leadership, cooperation, accountability, and other invaluable life skills. Don't just stand on the sidelines. Encourage the young people you know to get in the game. When you do, you'll be helping them get ahead in life. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Pennsylvania State Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Eric Last. This is Song, Sports, and Stuff. If you are listening online, it should say that this is Block Party with a lot of people. That was my old show from last semester, and this is my new show. So I have not yet gotten that set up, so we're working on that, and it should be good to go next week. You can tune in with me Tuesday mornings, 11 a.m. I'll be here every week. We just concluded the song section, and we are moving straight into sports. So the premise of my show, if you missed earlier, is we start with about 30 minutes of music, and we do a quick break, and then we jump into sports news, scores around each and every league. I'm going to be focusing mostly on baseball and hockey. And of course the Super Bowl, but once that's over, football is football will be over as well. We'll be looking at some NBA stuff, some MLS stuff, and just, you know, sports all over. So we're actually going to start with MLS, which is not something I'm going to cover very frequently, but something big that just happened. I think yesterday, Monday, was David Beckham was awarded his. He is now the proud owner of the newest MLS team, which is yet to have a name, but is scheduled to be in Miami. There's no venue, there's no name for the team yet. People are calling it Football Miami so far, but they are set to play their first match in 2020. It's pretty exciting stuff because now there are five teams in the South Conference with, you know, Orlando, Nashville, all that. So, exciting stuff for the MLS, you know, expanding and, you know, trying to make it as one of the big sports in the United States. That's all I have for MLS right now. I'm going to talk about the NFL, the Pro Bowl, first of all. So, anybody watch it? Because not many do. It was a pretty exciting game. At half, the NFC was leading the AFC 20-3. And the AFC came back, pulled it back, and ended up winning 24-23 with a late fourth quarter, minute left, touchdown pass to Delanie Walker of the Tennessee Titans. He actually had two touchdowns in that game and was given the offensive MVP for the Pro Bowl. I myself am a Tennessee Titans fan, so it was kind of exciting to see a player from my team get some recognition, which is great. You know, kudos to all the guys who played out there, and, you know, of course, it's not for much more than bragging rights, but it's still a fun event, and, you know, I'm sure everybody who played had fun and enjoyed themselves. All right, let's talk Super Bowl now. Big game this Sunday between the New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles. If you're on Lafayette campus and not from the state of Massachusetts, you are most likely rooting for the Eagles. I myself am with you. There seems to be a lot of political climate around the Patriots here, and so I've, you know, myself included, I'm not quite a fan of the Patriots, so I'll be rooting for the Eagles as well. Going to be pretty difficult for them to try to pull off a win on what seems to be the best team in the NFL over the past 5 or 6 years. But, you know, nobody expected anything to happen with Nick Foles in the postseason, and he made it this far, so we can only assume that he'll make it a little further. Who knows? Other than that, we know that Tom Brady is going to be looking for Danny Amendola and Rob Gronkowski. Besides that, the passing game is great. Their offensive line is pretty good, but they don't have that good of a defense, so we'll see if the Eagles can capitalize on that. That is all I have for the NFL. We're going to talk hockey now in the NHL. It's been on a little bit of a break because the All-Star Game just happened on Sunday, the same day as the Pro Bowl. Sports fans of both NFL and NHL probably were watching the NHL All-Star Game. Just because it has a little bit more riding to it. I'm sorry. It has more riding to it. It's a $1 million prize for the division that wins it all. And this year it was the Pacific Division, beating the Atlantic in the final. I think one of my favorite parts about All-Star Weekend and the NHL is the skills competition. And there is a lot of great competition there. And so let's just go over the winners. So we had the fastest skater. That went to Connor McDavid. He had a 13.45 second skate, which is pretty impressive. Alexander Ovechkin had the hardest shot. Shot at 101.3 miles an hour, which is pretty low considering the recent years with Zdeno Chara and Shea Weber. Both, you know, they've had their shots in 107, 108 range, so to have a winner at 101 is kind of rare, but congratulations to him. In the new event, Save Streak, which used to be a shootout challenge, it's now focused on the goalies more so than the skaters. Marc-Andre Fleury came out and won that with 14 straight saves, beating Pekka Rinne, who had 13 going into Fleury's last run. Pretty impressive going up against guys like Alexander Barkov and Jack Eichel, and, you know, guys who can just really make you pay by putting it in the back of the net. The accuracy challenge, shooting accuracy, that went to Brock Besser. He got all six targets in 11.13 seconds, which is very impressive. Alex Pietrangelo won the passing challenge with 46.61 seconds. Now, that one's a little tougher, but he seemed to do it pretty well. That's all I have for the All-Star Weekend. Some big news in the NHL, and I am a Florida Panthers fan for the NHL, so this kind of hits home to me. Jaromir Jagr, who was a Panther for a couple years, he started this year in Calgary with the Flames. He has just been placed on waivers and claimed sent to the KHL in Czech Republic, back to his hometown. He is 44 years old and probably the best of the best today. He's third all-time in points. He's, you know, he's, since he's old, he's slowed down. He's not performing as well as he used to. But over his remarkable career, he's really outperformed everybody. And, you know, only behind Wayne Gretzky and, you know, the great legends from the 1900s. So to see him going back to the Czech Republic is a little saddening, because this might be the end of him in the NHL. We can only hope, though, because, you know, he keeps talking about wanting to come back and keep playing until he can't anymore, which is great to, you know, see so much fire and energy behind somebody that of that age still playing in a high contact sport like hockey. So we'll see what happens with him. He'll probably finish up the year in the Czech Republic, and maybe he'll make it back to the NHL next year. We'll see what ends up there. There have been no games because of the All-Star break, but we've got pretty much every team playing tonight. The Bruins are taking on the Ducks at home. Sabres will be playing against the Devils in Buffalo, I'm sorry. The New York Islanders are hosting the Florida Panthers. The Pittsburgh Penguins and the San Jose Sharks go at it tonight. Hurricanes and Senators, Blue Jackets versus the Wild, the St. Louis Blues versus the Montreal Canadiens, the Nashville Predators and Chicago Blackhawks, Jets and Lightning, Stars and Kings, Flames and Golden Knights, and Canucks and Avalanche. Those are all tonight, starting at 7 p.m. local time, depending on the home team. So, for example, the Canucks will be starting at 10 p.m. Eastern here, but any team in the Eastern will be starting at 7. Let's move on to the NBA. And I won't really cover the NBA too much, but there seems to be not much going on in other sports. So this seems to be fitting. This is probably going to be the most I'll talk about the NBA this semester. Let's talk about last night's scores. Pacers beat the Hornets last night. Dwight Howard put up 22 points, but didn't do enough to get the job done. Hawks beat the Timberwolves 105-100. Seemed like a pretty tight game all the way through. Grizzlies beat the Suns out 120-109. Milwaukee Bucks and the Philadelphia 76ers. Bucks took that one 107-95. The Heat beat the Mavericks 95-88. And the Celtics beat the Nuggets by one. That was 111-110. And Kyrie Irving had 27 points in that game. So those are your scores from last night. Tonight, you got the Thunder and the Wizards. You got the Nets and Knicks, a little bit of a New York battle there. You got Raptors versus Timberwolves, Pistons versus Cavs, Rockets and Magic, Pelicans and Kings, Spurs and Nuggets, Jazz and Warriors, and the Clippers and Trailblazers. So we'll see what those games have in store for us tonight. So besides those, we'll talk about baseball, the MLB, and what's been happening in the offseason. I'm a little upset by, everything that's happening because my teams, I'm a New York Mets fan and a Miami Marlins fan, which is kind of strange because they're in the same division. So, it's kind of, I always will prefer the Mets to the Marlins, but, I'll root for the Marlins, except for what they've been doing with the team. So let's talk about that, because if you look at their roster now, and you looked at their roster this time last year, completely different. They're starting nine completely different. They've gotten rid of all three of their starting outfielders, the first baseman, their third baseman. Just that entire team is completely turning over. And, one of the big factors with that is Giancarlo Stanton, obviously with him going over to the Yankees. A pretty big loss for the Marlins, pretty big gain for the Yankees. And since then, since that trade, basically the entire Marlins roster has been deprecated, to say the least. So, guys like D. Gordon, he's gone. Christian Yelich is gone. Marcell Ozuna. Big names, basically the core of that team. They're all, off to other places. So, I'm not expecting the Marlins to do too well this year, nor is anybody really. And, only time will really tell what happens there. So, that's with the Marlins. The Mets, a couple of acquisitions there. They got Jay Bruce back. Last year at the trade deadline, they sent him off to the Cleveland Indians. Had a nice little playoff run, couldn't get the job done, and Mets signed him again. So that's good. Good to see we have some power in the outfield there. Adrian Gonzalez, who's getting old, way past his prime, but still a remarkable player. He's now a New York Met as well. Re-signing of Jose Reyes for another year, which is nice. He's another one who's getting old, but still has the fundamentals and skills and experience from the MLB. So it'll be nice to see what he can do, and he'll be, flip-flopping with some of the other middle infielders, corner infielders that they got there. I'm as I mentioned with Jaromir Jagr and hockey, a former Panther is still a Panther in my mind. Well, a former Met is still a Met in my mind. Curtis Granderson, last year at the trade deadline, the Mets sent him off to Los Angeles to the Dodgers, and he didn't actually end up making the roster for the World Series, but he played with them for a little while, and just this offseason he got traded to the Blue Jays in Toronto. So, wishing him the best of luck, and know, see what they can do. And I might have to become a fan if I have a team in the National League. I feel like I could also root for one in the American League. So I'll probably follow Curtis Granderson wherever he goes there. That's about all I have for this segment of sports. We got about 15 minutes left, so I'm just going to play some nice music for you guys. And, thanks for listening, and hope you guys enjoy.
whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
that is all I have time for today. So I would thank you all for listening, tuning in with me. Next week, we should get the whole show set up on the website. But until then, have a lovely day, a lovely week, and I'll see you next week, same time.